It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, and I have been excited for this one since I found out we were going to be doing it. Pleased to welcome PEI Weekly newspaper publisher with the Eastern Graphic, West Prince Graphic, and others, winner of more than 60 regional, national, and international awards for commentary and investigative journalism. Paul McNeil is here with us. Paul, welcome to the show.
Well, I'm delighted to be here. I can now tell my daughters that I'm interested.
Okay, perfect. That's what we all strive for, right?
That's the goal in life.
Should see how many times Scott tries to sign himself up for it, just for that same reason.
I keep getting rejected.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it is really fantastic to have you here, and you have been, you have been a staunch advocate of Prince Edward Island for many, many, many years. We've heard you, we've seen you all over the place, and now we're going to get to know you just a little bit more. But let's start with maybe a little background on Island Press Limited and your different publications.
Well, Island Press was started in 1963. My father, who was a Scottish immigrant, moved to Canada, fell in love with an islander in Toronto, moved back, and without any journalism background, decided that he was the best guy to start a weekly newspaper in Montague, which made no sense, other than the fact that what he learned was he was probably the most dogged, best reporter certainly I've ever experienced. And he made it work. He and Mom made it work. She looked after the books. And we've had great employees over the year. You know, Heather Moore has been our editor in Montague she's worked with us for 52 years.
Crazy.
I mean, wow. She's an icon. We have employees routinely over 20 and 30 years. What we have, I think, is the most special niche on PEI because we're hyper local before it became a buzzword. We're uber connected to our community. We don't really go dipping our toes into other people's news areas, unless there's a story that's being ignored, and then we'll do that. And, you know, e-gaming, PNP, they started in our pages. Mental health and addiction, I think, which we've received a lot of accolades for in the last year. You know, I think what we did was put a face to the issue and really get a lot of islanders starting to talk about it in an open way. I like to think that I've probably got the best job on PEI, and maybe in all of media in the country.
And I mean, this business, as you've touched on, obviously it's in your blood. Maybe tell us about how you became involved, taking the reins with this.
Well, if you ever sat around a dinner table with Jim McNeil, you'd understand the indoctrination that took place. Went to Holland College, finished that program many years ago. But journalism really what was in the DNA. I mean, I should say that running a community newspaper company is much easier if you have a sister who's smarter than you. And Jan and I have run it since 1998. Dad received an honorary doctorate of laws from the University of King's College, gave the convocation address, and then in just a poet's death, had a heart attack on the ferry coming home. Which made it sort of beautiful, except for, you know, the impact on the living was he was one of the most vocal critics of what was then called the Fixed Link. And it wasn't because he was against the Fixed Link. He was against the process the federal government used to sort of move that project forward. And he hated secrecy. So he did a lot of digging at the time to obtain documents and just shed a little light. And again, make islanders a little more knowledgeable about the stuff that's going on. Holding government accountable. That's what media should do.
All right. We have lots more to chat about, Paul, and you definitely fit the bill as an interesting islander, so don't worry about that. We will be back with Paul McNeil, our interesting islander, today on Ocean 100.
Hey, this is Jeff Spindell inviting you to make your nights come alive with the evening show every weeknight here on Ocean 100. I've got the best music. We'll share some laughs.
Chilled milk infused with delicious pumpkin spice. This fall, try an iced or hot latte at participating restaurants in Canada for a limited time.
We have a mix of sun and cloud today, wind gusting to 40 and a high of 17. Sorry, guys. I'm still tired. I'm going to get it together, I promise. Tonight, partly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight. Wind will become lighter by midnight and the low is 13. Tomorrow is cloudy with rain beginning in the morning, a risk of a thunder shower in the afternoon, amounts of 10 to 20 millimeters possible. Tomorrow's high is 18. Right now it's 11 in Summerside, 11 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
Lots of texts coming in for Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts. Nearly 20% of parents say they would rather have a cavity filled than do this during the school year. What is it? Text me your answer, 902-368-1720. More with Paul McNeil. He's our interesting Islander today, and the celebration calendar coming up after In Excess, an Ocean. In Excess, new sensation, Ocean 100. Good morning at 7:53. We will have your celebration calendar here in just a couple of moments. Our interesting Islander today for KenMac Energy and Noonan Petroleum is Paul McNeil. This is pretty cool. The graphic recently won the 2023 CJF Jackman Award for Excellence in Journalism. And you were asked to join the Canadian Journalism Foundation Board of Directors. What do you think has been key to the success you've had during what we know has been challenging times in the media industry right now?
Well, I not to blow smoke up your butts, but what makes media successful, I think, today is a connection to community.
Yeah.
And we're independent, so we can, as long as we're paying our bills, we get to decide what road we want to travel. This radio station is not dissimilar to that in terms of its connection to community. And I would use this as an example of a corporation that gets it. The media hasn't really been well served by big corporations in this country who make decisions based on spreadsheets rather than community impact or attachment.
Mm-hmm.
You guys bleed PEI in Charlottetown. You fill buses with food. That's important. And it's important to have a diversity of strong media in any community, because no one has an absolute understanding of truth, and no one has an absolute perfect model. So it's how do you get as much information as possible into the hands of as many Islanders as possible, because we live in a disinformation age, and we need places that can tell us the truth.
And I've always said this is a really unique market in terms of news coverage, because you have... it's a small place, first of all, but you also have the federal and the provincial angles that a lot of markets this size don't have elsewhere in the country.
Look, this place is so unique in so many ways. And from a media perspective, it's fun, because it's you can actually have an impact here. In a lot of larger centers, it's media running around. Where did the CTV camera go? Where did the Global camera go? Where did the CBC camera go? And then a whole horde of reporters follow them.
Mm.
And it's the smart reporter who says, if they're going this way, I'm going that way. Because that's where the unique story is. That's where the unique connection is. You can do that in this province. Mm-hmm. We've batted above our weight, I think, quite often over the last 60 years. That's what we try to do. And it's because... there's an intimacy in this province. Everybody knows Dennis King, not just by name, but because they know Dennis from a rink or a ball field or
right.
a tellers or something, right? And the same was before with Wade McLaughlin. Everybody knew Wade. And there aren't that many jurisdictions in this country where you have that access to power. So if you have that access to power, it's important to have a strong, independent media to hold that power to account.
I always use this example, but I was at a restaurant many years ago, and I was at the bread grill with Premier Binns. And I said to family in Ontario, I was like, that doesn't happen in Ontario. We're at the bread grill with the Premier just talking.
You know what else doesn't happen? Paul McNeil in the room for the celebration calendar.
No.
This is riveting stuff here, bud. So here we go. We are going to... get right down to it. It's another big list here today, and we're going to award a couple of bridge passes, too. Jamie Longley, happy 8th birthday, grade 3 at Elm Street School of Mom and Gracie. A belated birthday for Caleb Roach of Bay Fortune, turned 22 yesterday, from your nieces and nephew, Elodie, Wren, and Ben. Happy birthday wishes out to my main man. This guy's done a lot for me over the years, Jason Mosier, the big 5-0 today. Have an awesome day, my friend. That's from Don, your favorite son, Tyler, and all of your friends And fans. You got lots of fans, buddy. Have a great day. Sophie Doucette, 13 today from Dad, Renee, and the family. Jan Muhlenkamp, happy birthday. Love from your family. Sunday, Aunt Phyllis Morrison, very happy 80th birthday. May you ever be our Yahtzee queen.
Aww.
I love it. With love from your nieces and nephews and their families. Saturday, Candace Rochford, their brown-eyed girl. That's from Mom. Heather Cameron, happy birthday to you. Jenny Richard Clements, happy birthday today from family and friends. Sunday, Sandra Kelly is celebrating. Love from your son, Dylan, in Summerside. And also on Sunday, Allie Gavin, 14th from Sophie. And Levi Hood in Stratford is turning 5 today.
And we would like to wish twins Lucy and Lily Sutherland in Watervale, who are turning 4 years old, a happy birthday. And that wish comes with love from Nana and Papa. Betty Perry celebrating a birthday, a wedding anniversary. Happy anniversary to Wade and Janet Clements in Pownall, celebrating 17 years. Abby Sherry in Montague turning 22. Happy birthday to you, Abby. Emerson Rogerson, happy birthday from Nanny, Gramby, and Annie. Emerson is in Summerside and in grade 4. Wedding anniversary, Sean McKenna and Sarah Smith in Winslow. Happy anniversary to you from Emily, Morgan, Luke, and Harper. EJ McKay, happy birthday, turning 6. Love Nanny and Gaga in Kensington. And Haley Scary in Grand Tracadie is turning 17. Happy birthday.
Paul is on the edge of his seat, I can tell right now. Let's
this
give
is
away.
The stuff, though.
Yeah, this is it. Let's give away a couple of bridge passes. Bonnie McCloskey and Kyle Dawson. Congratulations, bridge passes coming your way. We will mail those out. Happy birthday to everyone celebrating.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
To our 10 to 20 millimeters possible, a high of 18. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
All right. Thank you very much, Scott Chapman. It's 8:07. Let's take care of Darcy's trivia question for Robin's Donuts, and it's Draw Day Friday. So someone with a correct answer this week is getting a $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. Today's question, nearly 20% of parents say they would rather have a cavity filled than do this during the school year. What is it? And there were some good answers, like parent-teacher interviews. Mm-hmm. I don't even mind those. You know, they're all right.
If they're good.
Like your
mine
kids?
Are usually,
your
mine
kids
are usually good. Good. Mine are usually, mine's usually good. Another one that we got, Christmas concerts.
Oh, yes.
What?
Heaven forbid you go see your kid sing a song. I think it's more of the other kids.
It's not
you
so much your
through.
Kid. It's yeah. everybody yeah. else's kid.
It's like my kid's in grade 5. I got to sit through grade 1 to 4. And then finally. No, not that one. The one that I was looking for was making lunches, packing lunches for school. You'd rather get a cavity filled than pack a lunch.
Mm-hmm.
2023, friends. Here it is. All right, let's make the draw. Everybody with the correct answer this week is in. And Lisa McMillan is our winner. We'll reach out and get you set up with your $100 Robin's gift card. We will have more.
I want to mention that late bus
with
too.
Scott
oh,
right now.
Yes, yes, right now.
Bus 417, Gerard Myers to Mount Stewart School, running 30 minutes late. Again, bus 417, Gerard Myers to Mount Stewart School, 30 minutes late.
You always know something big's coming, Paul, when the big finger goes up and he's like, wait, wait 1 minute. Paul McNeil is our interesting Islander today. We'll be back with more.
Excuse me, just want to pop in here and say, this is the Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott.
Powered by Charlottetown and Kinlock Home.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's Interesting Islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
8:14 at Ocean 100, and boys, oh boys, I knew we were going to have some good conversations in here today with our friend Paul McNeil. And for those that don't know Paul, he's a weekly newspaper publisher with the Eastern Graphic, West Prince Graphic, and many others. He's won more than 60 regional, national, international awards for commentary and investigative journalism. And you were talking about you're going to Nairobi at some point here?
I'm going to Nairobi next week for a month.
Wow. What's up there?
Well, I've been recruited by an organization called Journalists for Human Rights to go over and do some mentoring training of community reporters and newsrooms in Nairobi. And ironically, the first group that I'll be working with is some local radio reporters over
interesting.
There. Interesting. Yeah.
All right. Yeah, well, you can tell them all about us.
I will tell all the good stuff for sure.
Now, is there a feature over the years that you're especially proud of with your work?
Oh, my gosh. A feature. Well, I would say Through the Cracks as a body of work. Mm. You know, that was 40,000 words over 4 weeks, intentionally timed during the Sydney and the provincial legislature. So media like yourselves would have to pick it up when it was picked up in the legislature, when it was at, questions were asked in the legislature. But in terms of being impactful, that was it by a mile. I mean, I think we put a voice and a face to an issue that is exponentially growing every single day. And now the next story that needs to be told is the anger from ordinary Islanders, a lot of them who live in this neighborhood, because I don't think anyone should be angry at someone who suffers from an addiction. It's not their fault. But I think people have a right to be angry, viscerally angry, at politicians and bureaucracies that dawdle, that talk but don't act, and that are failing incredibly to deal in any effective way to deal with the issue. I mean, for crying out loud, we can't get an environmental assessment on the Park Street site. We can't get City Hall talking to the provincial government. Everybody's deferring to somebody else. And the end result is people are dying. People aren't receiving the frontline treatments and services that they need. And a whole bunch of residents who have bought homes, rented apartments in neighborhoods with the intent that this is where I'm going to live, have had their lives disruptive, and no one who has the power to do something about it is standing up to do anything for either side in a real way. And that's a tragedy on a whole bunch of different levels. But we shouldn't be blaming those with addiction for the issue. It's political inaction.
And as we had discussed in between the breaks, your Through the Cracks series did put names and faces on people suffering from mental health issues, addictions, homelessness. And what's happening now is that people aren't associating faces and names with those people. So it's kind of an us against them, or, you know, that mentality. But these people are, you know, someone's children, someone's siblings, like they're people. And I think that what you did was incredible, you know, in allowing us to have that just insight into people's lives. And I hope that you continue to do those things.
Well, I hope we do too. I mean, Rachel Collier, who is the reporter, primary reporter on it, I mean, it was a small operation, took us a year to do, did an amazing job of connecting with the most vulnerable in society. And that's a group that has every reason in the world not to trust anyone in authority, including media. And she managed to build that capacity, and it was just an outstanding. It's her first job at a journalism school, and she's got sort of a career-defining project. But you know, I understand the anger of the residents in this city. I don't think they should blame those who are addicted. I understand why they get upset about actions caused by addiction. Mm-hmm. But the reality is programs and services are not being offered. I mean, shelters in this city are closed 12 hours of the day. That's such a low-hanging fruit. Salvation Army, open your damn shelter. And if the province needs to write them a check, write them a check. We need to have programs and services that are accessible. And that's the issue. We need politicians to stop the rhetoric and actually start doing the stuff. I mean, in the provincial election, a safe injection site became an election ploy of the PC party, which was one of the most reprehensible things I've ever seen covering politics in this province or anywhere else. It should not be an election ploy. We're talking about lives, and we're talking about the safety of neighborhoods. And we need some real politicians to stand up and actually do something that's sustainable, and that we can build on, so we can actually all try to get along.
All right, we'll have more with Paul McNeil coming up next.
PriceSmart loves to save you money. Full-size Aero Coffee Crisp and Kit Kat 4-pack bars, only $2.99. 150-count Maynard Streets, only $27.99. 14-count Nest.
Summerside Toyota this month, and keep your ride straight and skid-free. Summerside Toyota, the coolest place to prepare for winter.
Ocean. A mix of sun and cloud today with a high of 17. Tonight is partly cloudy with a chance of showers overnight. Winds will decrease by midnight and a low of 13. Tomorrow, cloudy with rain beginning in the morning, a risk of a thunder shower in the afternoon. Amounts of 10 to 20 millimeters possible and a high of 18. Right now it's 11 in Summerside, 11 in Charlottetown for Ocean 100.
And happy birthday to Bev Gillis, recovering after knee surgery. Happy birthday, Bev. Hope it's a great day for you. That's from your whole family and all of us here at Ocean 100. We are going to wrap things up with Paul McNeil, our interesting Islander, coming up next. It's all powered by Ken Mack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Paul Carrick right now. This is Don't Shed a Tear. It's Ocean 100. Good morning. Paul Carrick, Don't Shed a Tear, Ocean 100. Good morning. It's 8:26. We have had a great time and great chats with Paul McNeil today. Thank you very much for coming in and doing this today.
Absolute delight. Really enjoyed it.
I feel like we could probably make this a thing every now and then because it's great. Riveting conversations.
Sign me up.
Is what I'm here for.
Yes. And I do have to say, I have admired you for a long time, and I do think that you say courageous things, brave things, and I know that lots of people share the same thinking, and I commend you for saying those things. And I want to know, I have to ask, what do you do? Because obviously you're this guy, everyone knows you, yeah. You have these ideas that you share, and what do you do to kind of relax? What do you do to just sort of like chill?
Oh, the golf course would do it.
The golf course. Yeah. Okay.
Isn't it weird how that works? Eh?
It does.
Yeah, you know, you go out and get frustrated for 4.5 hours to relax.
Totally.
Interesting.
To ease your frustration.
Interesting. That's funny how that works.
Until that great shot on hole 18.
Yeah, did you
bring
remember?
The next time, right?
And that could be a Captain Morgan.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just want to close on this note. You know, in the last 5 years, news has kind of become a dirty word.
Yeah.
For some reason, you know, we want young people to be involved and, you know, be interested in being in journalism and being part of the news process. Mm-hmm. Is there anything that you can say to someone that's kind of on the fence and maybe they're thinking about that?
Well, look, I think the world is their oyster. Journalism is changing. Corporations are getting smaller. My own feeling is we're starting on the front end of a curve that we'll see a whole bunch of new entrants come into the media landscape. We're already seeing it throughout Atlantic Canada a little bit, where one or two people can come in and start something. And if they can figure out how to make enough money to pay whatever they need, they can make a go of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing because I'm a big believer in a diversity of voices and a diversity of opinions. I think society is far more vibrant when that happens. The thing that I don't want to see, that I hope that don't see, is that people would just become so disenchanted and fear that they don't have a voice or no one will listen. People will listen to good ideas and good opinions and good news and community news. What you guys do, what we do, is more important than ever.
Right. All right. Well, thank you very much, Paul. We really appreciate this. And like I said, the invitation to come back will be in the mail ASAP, sir. You have yourself a wonderful time
Real
in Nairobi.
Yeah,
thanks, Paul.
I will. Yeah, thanks very much.
Thank you.
My best ride home. That's the way we roll.
You're making my day.
We love you.
Don't stop me.
Songs like this?